How climate change could kill the red apple. Humans have favored red apples for generations, but rising temperatures could spell the end of a rosy red. The archetypal apple is no two ways about it, red. There may be yellow apples and green apples in the grocery stores too. In some places, you might even find varieties that are striped or mottled with a profusion of hues, like the gorgeous Cox's Orange Pimpin. But red, or occasionally pure, sharp Granny Smith green, is the color of apple in most alphabet books. It's an interesting detail because apples were not always so resortly monochrome. The ancestors of the modern apple were wild trees growing on what is now Kazakhstan on the western slope of the mountain which border western China. Today, wild apple trees still grow there, perfuming the air with fallen fruits and feeding the bear, the number, through the forest. Although the wild apples number have shrunk by 90% in the last 50 years, thanks to human development and their future is uncertain. The fruit range from pale yellow to cherry red and spring green, but red is not generally more prominent than the other colors. One apple-loving traveler, Beck Lowe, reports that ironically, a commercial Kazakh orchid, the orchard everywhere around the world, is growing red delicious and golden delicious apples of American origin. Apple color rises from the expression level of certain genes in the skin. Scientists have found. David Shine, a genetist at Plant and Food Research in New Zealand, explained that sets of enzymes work together to turn certain molecules into pigments called anthocyanins, the same class of substance that give pure purple sweet potatoes, grapes, and plums their color. The level of these enzymes are controlled by the transcription factor, a protein that regulates how much a gene is expressed, called MYB10. Such that the more MYB10 there is, the redder the skin will generally be. In fact, one study found that in apples with red stripes, MYB10 levels were higher in the striped portions of the skin. Intriguingly, color also depends on temperature. To get an apple that's fully red, temperatures must stay cool, Shine says, because if they climb to above about 40 Celsius, MYB10 and anthocyanin levels crash. In the Pyrenees region of Spain, he and his colleagues found normally vividly red striped apples were completely pale after particularly hot July. As temperatures warm, he suggests it could become more difficult for apples to turn red. He and colleagues are nonetheless looking for breed of reddest red can be fruits for the Asian market, where a deeply ruby is a popular color, using the understanding of the biology behind color. Perhaps the threat that climate change poses to the red apple will be counterbalanced by our shared determination to breed them, even if it takes expensive breeding programs. Even before we understood the genetics, colorful apples exerted a strong pull on humans. John Booker, an apple collector based on Palermo, Maine, has rescued numerous forgotten breeds from extinction. These include apples that used to be grown a century or more ago before Antarctica became so delicious focused, including the magnificent Black Oxford, the apple whose red is so dark you might mistake it for a gnomer's plum before seeing its brilliant white, fresh. The colors are phenomenal, and I think that for some people, including myself, that was the original attraction, he says. In a culture of small diversified farms and small diversified farm economies, uniformity is a limited value. Color probably didn't trump other features on an apple when the growers were evaluating a new tree. However, instead, they focus on the taste and use for the apple. Some are good for cider, some for pies, some for sauce, and some for eating. It didn't much matter exactly what the fruit looked like and whether it looked like same from tree to tree, because farmers were growing fruit for themselves and for their local market. A function mattered more than looks. Bunker says that all changed about 100 years ago. In a culture of small diversified farms and small diversified farm economies, uniformity is of a limited value, he says. But if apple grown for thousands of miles around are to be bought as interchangeable, the color becomes a kind of branding. It says this is what to expect in this commodity system. Uniformity was growing more valuable. At the same time, apples began to be picked from they were truly ripe, so they could be shipped long distance without rotting. There was a problem, however. Color is the ripeness indicator, Bunker points out. Apple picked early didn't have the right color, but then an apple with the mutations that give it a rich red tone before it was ripe came to the fore, he explains. That apple was eventually dubbed the Red Delicious, and in 1921 it was released commercially for Orchardist. Other apples rose in the ranks as well. Varieties that were discovered to have a regular uniform color, especially if it came before the apple had actually reached full ripeness, were good for business. The number of varieties farmers grew started to shrink, and little by little, some of these varieties stopped tasting so good, as the emphasis on appearance didn't encourage growing for flavor. David Bedford, an apple breeder at University of Minnesota, says he grew up eating Red Delicious and consequently not being very fond of apples. It took him trying another variety in college to awaken him to the possibility that apples could be different, he reflects, not skin, differences and texture like Elmer's glue. He and his colleagues are behind the wildly successful Honeycrisp apple, released some years ago and known for its juicy crispness. And in fact, the Honeycrisp they released was a yellow and red striped beauty. Ever since man has been making choices, they've been making them redder and redder. But even an apple bred to get away from the curse of the Red Delicious, the inexorable drive for red continues. People have now introduced Honeycrisps with mutations that makes them more and more red. It happens to every single apple on the market, says Bedford. That's just the nature of desire to have apples the way we want them to look. Ever since man has been making choices, they've been making them redder and redder. The redder apples may not be better than the yellower ones. In fact, they might be worse, but explains that red cells, that's the problem. To attempt to correct for this in future apples, the University of Minnesota has released other apples under what's called a club model. In this system, growers aren't allowed to select for redder fruit. When you see the wild variety of colors that is possible, that recognizes the danger of an ever redder drift disconnected from true flavor, it can make you hope for better days to come for apple eaters. Will the apples chew weird nature will triumph over the hunt for red? History suggests it will be an uphill battle, but we can all dream.